Those are demonstrators in the gallery during the last day of the Texas legislative session yesterday, protesting a new law, SB4, that in effect overrides sanctuary cities. Things got ugly. The protesters were escorted out. Some legislators on the floor got into a shoving match, Democrats and Republicans accusing each other of making death threats. Ben Philpott is senior editor at KUT in Austin. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Boy, what a scene. We understand the Republican state rep, Matt Rinaldi, told Democrats that he had called immigration officials to arrest demonstrators who had signs saying they were illegal. That reportedly got some Hispanic legislators furious. F-bombs were dropped. Threats made. Have tempers cooled today?
Well, you know, everybody's happy that the legislative session's over, so I think tempers have cooled in that nobody has to be around each other today. Yeah. They're all headed back to district or, relaxing with a nice brunch in Austin before they head back to district. So I think in that sense, yeah, tempers have cooled a bit.
Well, what does this say about this law, SB4? A lot of tensions behind it. The legislature passed it. It would compel local police to detain people at the request of federal immigration officials, something sanctuary cities don't do, they say, because it erodes trust in their local police. Look, we spoke to the mayor of Austin, and he said Attorney General Jeff Sessions assured him that that kind of detention in the Texas law is not supposed to be mandatory. It's voluntary. So what's going to happen with this law?
Well, and in fact, during the debate in the legislature on this bill, both the bill author and sponsor said that they did not know of sanctuary cities within Texas. So it's going to be interesting to see how this ends up being applied. Obviously, court cases have already been filed. Court cases are coming soon. And we're going to have to see if maybe the court can come up with a definition of sanctuary cities. What does that actually mean so that you can or cannot levy penalties on the city or the law enforcement officers, with these policies?
We should just explain that even cities like Austin, the mayor would not come out and say we are a sanctuary city. He just said,
right,
we will only do what we voluntarily have to do. So we'll see how that plays out. But meanwhile, the session there in Texas ended without a decision on the so-called bathroom bill, which would require people to use public restrooms according to their sex at birth. Does that mean that bill is dead?
It is definitely dead for this legislative session, as that has ended. The lieutenant governor here, Dan Patrick, has been calling for the last couple of weeks that, knowing it was in trouble during the regular session, that it should be added to a special legislative session. It should be added to the agenda for an extra 30-day session to get something passed. And we certainly could see a 30-day session. There was an issue with a bill not passing that would end up allowing a handful of state agencies, including our medical board, to go away before the next time the lawmakers could come back into Austin. So a special session is likely, but we will have to see whether or not he can get that on the agenda.
Some of the bills there in Texas are tied up in court, one for a new voter ID law, and there are some restrictions on abortion. But the lawmakers did approve a bill that would allow adoption agencies to turn away adoptive parents on religious grounds. Just in the minute we have, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's for adoptions and through the foster care system. The state has been privatizing a little bit more its foster care system. And this is the kind of religious liberty bill or amendment that you have seen, throughout the country, the idea of allowing people to use their sincerely held religious beliefs in making decisions on who they operate with, who they do business with. And so this is for some of those religion-based foster care and adoption agencies who might have a problem with a gay couple wanting to adopt or even foster a child.
Well, and so that bill is now law, and that law will most decidedly be challenged.
I would expect so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Ben Philpott, senior editor at KUT in Austin, Texas, after a wild night there in the legislature. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.